Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Galatians chapter 2, we were taught a person's sanctification should line up with his salvation. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Salvation is also seen in Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, where we see, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust," that is, worldly desires, "we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." In salvation, it doesn't give you the freedom to fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's very clear here. The salvation that God gives denies ungodliness, denies worldly lust. Listen, we don't reset our churches because of the millennials or the Generation Xers or the World War II generation or the baby boom generation or any other generation. We set our church according to the standard of the Word of God. God is right. He tells us how to do church, so do church that way. Listen, I get, because we have a radio program as well as a radio station, we have a radio program that goes around the world. And people don't like it when we preach the truth like this. I get some bad letters, mean letters. I get accusatory letters and all of that. And you say, does it make you mad? No. I actually believe that it builds my reward in heaven, so why would I get mad? And besides, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. And so, my friend, I just got to let him teach me to live soberly, righteously, and godly, godlike in this present world. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." You see, he not only does the work of salvation, but he's also has the will planned out, and he's tried to work in your life, and he wants to work in your life so that you can fulfill that specific will of God for your own life. Now, the result of being saved and him doing his work in us, we begin to do these things that are pure, that are righteous, that the world thinks that we've just gone crazy, because his word and his spirit is working in us. This is then teaching that a person's sanctification ought to line up with his salvation. As you see, the works that are done in our bodies are not those things that appeal to the flesh, but rather are pleasing unto God. The way a person is justified is the way they will still continue to live. You see, in salvation, we are set apart. We are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are his children. Now, this verse, right down here to the colon that is in this verse, okay, when you read it right down to the colon, it's very interesting that despite very clear statements to the utter hopelessness of men saving themselves by their own good works, we find that countless men and women are hoping to justify themselves before God on the basis of character building or some other like thing. And my friend, that doesn't save us. So no man is justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Christ. And even we that have received Christ. Look, we believed in Christ. We seek to live for him so that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, not by the works of the law. As a Christian, we are not justified by the works of the law. That's what he's trying to point out, even as saved people. Now, if they had the most remote conception of what an infinitely holy God requires in the way of moral perfection, people would realize the utter futility of their own efforts to save them or to keep them saved. Now, if men would truly see their depravity, they would then be uplifted as they see the grace of God that is greater than all of our sin. And that is why in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 5 it says, "Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God." Now, have you thought about that? The hidden things of darkness and the counsels of our hearts being made manifest will make us have praise of God? How in the world would that be when these things are revealed for all to see? Well, we'll have praise because then we'll see how great the grace and mercy of God is, and that we are saved by grace, nothing of our merit or deserving. Now, some argue that the book of James contradicts Galatians at this point by saying that Abraham and Rahab were justified by works. Well, let's just see what James says. It says there in James chapter 2, verse 21 and 25, "Was not Abraham your father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way?" Now, you know, Martin Luther, thought that this was actually teaching a work salvation, and he called it a right strawy book and really rejected it as part of the New Testament canon. But it was not the law that had justified these people. You see, verse 23, that is in the middle of these verses, states this: "And the scripture is fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God." You see, his was a faith that works, not a faith that works to stay saved. No. It was not a faith in works. It was a faith that works. Now, so James did not teach salvation by keeping the law, works. You see, it was the Holy Spirit who gave James every word. Every word was by him. So what is being taught here is a salvation that works. In James 2:18, a man may say, "Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works." Faith must have instruction, which the believer believes so much that it affects the way he orders and lives his life. For the believer, only the Word of God provides that direction. So the book of James is distinguishing between ceremonial law and obedience to the revealed word of God and its commands. And so what he's saying here is that, look, you say you have faith, and the Bible tells you do this. You say you have faith, and the Bible tells you do that, and you don't do it. Well, I'll show you my faith by my works, because I believe what the Bible says, and therefore I do it. And so we find that as we go there, that his testimony to man that only man can see is a testimony that lines up with the word of God. You see, we have an outward appearance, and that outward appearance ought to say this man lives according to the word of God. So he has a faith that works, a faith that works. And we'll see in James chapter 2 and verse 10, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Did any man in the entire Bible, outside of Jesus Christ, live their whole life without breaking at least one point of the law? Of course not. That's why only Jesus was the one that could die for our sins. He was the only one that was a perfect sacrifice. James actually shows us that salvation is by grace, not law, with these verses. You see, regeneration is life-giving action. The law did not give life. Rather, it showed we need life because we're dead in trespasses and sins before an all-holy God. Ephesians 2 and verse 1 says it this way, and you hath he quickened, that is, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin. By the way, the word dead, death, when you see that in the Bible, doesn't mean ceasing to exist. It means separation. And in most cases, it's used as the idea of being separated spiritually from God, which a man is until he is saved. He goes on to say, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. In verse 16, now here in Galatians chapter 2. The word justified has the idea of being declared officially by God as righteous. Now, how does that happen for us? It is God's exclusively and completely when we receive Christ. Again, we are justified when we receive Christ, because it's God's work exclusively and completely. It's not our work. Ours is to use that free will that God has given to accept or to reject, to allow him to be our God and Lord, our Savior, or not. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.